will ask everyone to answer.
对独一真教会不能够接受的，哦，最后一个问题，哦，要结束以前，对独一真教会你没有办法接受的，请你举手。
Please raise your hand if you cannot accept this truth of the one true church.
那你的问题在哪里？
And also, what is the issues you have with that belief?
请大家来回答。
And then I would like everyone to answer their issues.
这是最后一个问题。
And this will be the final questions of the day.
还没有达到最后一个问题之前，我们先来看诸位的问题。
And before we discuss that final question, we would like to survey all the questions that have been submitted.
等一下有问题的还可以提出来。
And if you have any additional questions, you can still submit them.
因为大家都是很久经验的工人，所以我要请大家先回答。
Because all of us here are long-time workers, and so I would like everyone to answer.
第一个问题。
The first question.
天国跟乐园有什么差别？
What is the difference between heaven and paradise?
为什么有一些基督徒只相信天国？
Why do some Christians believe only in heaven?
目前来讲，我们的了解就是，死了以后可以得救的就到乐园。
This is our current understanding. After a person passes away, his soul either goes to paradise.
那不能得救的就在阴间。
If they are saved, and if they are not saved, they will go to Hades.
好像拉撒路。
Such as Lazarus.
那主耶稣再来之后。
And after Lord Jesus comes again.
就有一个审判。
There shall be a judgment.
那审判就是最后天国跟地狱的实现。
And at that time, the heaven and hell will be realized.
所以这个阴间跟乐园，这是一个暂时主耶稣还没有来以前，最后的审判之前，人死以后所停留的地方。
And so paradise and Hades is a temporary holding place until the final judgment.
那这两个界限要怎么画得清楚？圣经不是讲得很清楚。
The Bible does not clearly state the delineation or the borderline between paradise and heaven or Hades and hell.
最重要的就是说有上面跟下面的差别。
All we know is that there is.Some places wonderful above and some places terrible below.
我常常问一个问题，现在还是问大家了。
And I have a question I often ask.
当我们要断气的时候。
On a moment that we have our last breath.
我们最关心的两件事情是什么？
What are the two things that we're most concerned about?
当我们要断气的时候，你最关心的两件事情是什么？
At the very final moments of your last breath, what are the two things that you will question yourself.
我们先讲，请这里最年轻的先回答，再来年纪最大的。
Let's ask for the answer from the youngest person in this room, and then we'll ask from the eldest person in this room.
不是小朋友，小朋友是旁听的，我参加的学员最年轻的。
Not the children, because they are only listeners. We are asking the class students here.
Probably you are the youngest one, Perina. No? Okay.如果今天主耶稣要接我们的灵魂，你最关心的两个问题是什么？哎，最年轻的，哎 ，Okay, that's only one. 我可不可以得救？
So,
来一个。
The answer, if what is the two questions I'll be most concerned with if I was to die today? The first answer would be, will I be saved?
还有一个问题。
Second.
OK, 好，年纪最大的谁自觉？年纪最大的回答一下。
So who is the oldest here can answer a question?
参加过敬老会的就有资格。
Whoever has attended the elderly fellowship can answer this question.
谁要讲一下？不是曾弟兄就是连弟兄，但我没有猜错，是不是？你是旁听啊，王弟兄你是正规的来不是很深就两个问题，今天如果主要是要接我们两个问题，你最关心两个问题，
因为我还没有尝试到，为了现在我就假设讲讲。
假设。
假设了。
OK。
我不能说是 假设就是我今天要走的话，
对
，OK， 我讲的比较幽默一点啊，我太太会不会改嫁？
啊，第一个，第二个，
第二个呢？
改嫁。
My answer is, will my wife get remarried?
那做。
哦，只有这个。好 ，OK。啊？反制。
Do I have a clear conscience before God for everything that I've done?
Oh, OK. 还有没有？我们照圣经里来讲哈，我们要离开世界以前哈，神会差遣天使来接我们。
According to the Bible, in them final moments when we are about to depart from earth, God will send His angels to receive us.
如果我们断气的时候看到穿白衣服的来，就感谢主了。
And so if at the moment of our last breath we see someone dressed in white coming to receive us, it'll be good.
如果断气的时候看到穿黑衣服来就糟了。
But if at the moment that we're about to go, we see someone dressed in black coming to receive us, and that will be in trouble.
但是已经太晚了。
But it'll be too late.
所以我们在断气的时候，如果从圣经来讲，最重要是我的不能得救。
And so according to the Bible, the most crucial question is whether or not we will be saved.
第二个。
And secondly,
我所爱的人能不能得救？
Would my loved ones be also be saved?
因为圣经说人在人生好像在戏台上演戏。
Because the Bible says our life is like a stage.
你演什么都没有关系。
Whatever roles you play does not matter.
下台以后能不能上天国，这个最重要。
What matters is whether when you're off the stage, that you, whether you can go to heaven.
好，那现在回到我们的问题。
So coming back to our question here.
就是天堂跟乐园。
Regarding paradise and heaven.
我们就知道有上面跟下面这样分就可以了。
All we need to know is that there is a wonderful place above and a terrible place below. And that's all we need to know.
那我们要确定我可以上去，这样就好了。
And we need to be absolutely sure during our lifetime that we can go to heaven.
那这两个界限怎么划清楚，不是知道很清楚也没有关系。
And whether or not we can define a borderline between these two kingdoms or these two places is not really significant.
好，这是第一个问题，有没有补充的？
So this is the answer to the first question. Does anyone else have anything to say?
我的，哎，感谢。
声音吗？这曾经是我的一个问题。那我是今天正好您提起来，就是当初主耶稣在钉十字架的时候，他右边的那个强盗就跟他说：“主啊，就你的国临的时候，请你纪念我。”主耶稣跟他说：“我实实在在告诉你，你今晚你就会跟我在乐园了。”所以我相信那时候他们那当天会去乐园。可是要在另外一个章节，我不记得哪里，说主耶稣他死了。三天复活，他死的时候他去了阴间，所以这好像有一点让我有点觉得 conflict。他说是去乐园的，跟强盗说，那现在他又另外一个章节记载说他去了阴间三天又复活。我只是不记得在哪一章。
So the question is, I just wanted to add a question relationship to this question. Is first of all, Jesus had responded to the robber that was next to him, that was crucified next to him, that today you'll be with me in paradise. But then I also have the question that my soul would not be, Jesus' soul would not be left to decay in Hades. And that is also a verse in the Bible, I believe Acts 2. And I'm confused, what is the difference? Why would it say Jesus is also in Hades, but then also says that I will be in paradise?
第一个确定的就是圣经不会冲突。
And so we know, and we're convicted that the Bible will never contradict itself.
那不会冲突要怎么解释？
But then, if under circumstance that we believe nothing will be contradicted in the Bible, then how do we explain this?
圣经里面说，除了从天降临，仍旧在天，没有人去过天了。
The Bible says, unless the person that comes from heaven comes down to earth, there's no one that can talk about heaven because there's no one else that have gone to heaven before him.
所以主耶稣 他在地上，他也同时在天上。
And even though Lord Jesus is physically present on the earth, he is at the same time in heaven as well.
带有肉体的人就不能同时在地上也在天上。
But a person that is made of flesh cannot be in two places at once, on earth and also in heaven.
因为带有肉体就受到限制。
Because when you are in the flesh, you are limited.
那主耶稣同时在地上也在天上，因为神是灵。
And we know that Lord Jesus can be at the same time on earth and also in heaven because Jesus is God himself who is spirit.
所以当主耶稣说今日你同我在乐园里。
And so when Lord Jesus says today you are with me in paradise.
这个可以了解的。
This is understandable.
因为他就是神。
Because he is God.
所以这个强盗就在乐园里面。
And then we know that the robber will be with him in paradise.
那下面一个问题就是主耶稣为我们尝阴间的死味。
We know the Bible records that he has also tasted Hades for us.
所以十字架的可怕，我们觉得十字架的可怕，最可怕的是肉体的痛苦。
We are terribly afraid of the torture that is on the cross.
其实最可怕是被神离弃。
On the physical cross, but the actual worst torment is to be abandoned by God.
所以我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
And so when Lord Jesus cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
那这节圣经节啊，他又是神，他为什么又被神离弃呢？
When he states this, then we will be confused because he is God himself. How could he himself be forsaken by God?
这个就跟神官有。有关系
啊、And so this has to do with the Godhead.
这个是很深，有时候我也没有办法了解。
And this is very deep, and it is something that sometimes I do not even understand.
但是我们了解圣经没有冲突。
But we trust that the Bible would never contradict itself.
他为我们尝阴间的死味，这是事实。
We know that he has tasted death in Hades on our behalf. That is true.
这是罪人应该去的地方。
Because this is where sinners must go to be punished.
替我们付出这个赎代价。
And he has taken on the suffering upon himself.
代替我们受咒诅受死。
And he has taken on this suffering on our behalf.
同时这个强盗也在乐园与神同在。
And also this thief is also with him. In paradise.
在灵界里面，这是可能的。
We know that this is possible in a spiritual realm.
Yeah. 就这样啊。好，那我们再来看，这个问题大家有没有什么补充？好，那我们再下一个问题。第一个问题哈，你用英文翻一下。
我看不懂。
你现在是第七日安息日现在是第七日，是从出埃及记的时候就一直计算到如今吗
？So today we know it is the Sabbath day. It is. Is it because we know it is today because of the records since Exodus？
大家有没有什么答案
？Does everyone have any answer？
现在的。第七天就是星期六这是安息日，是不是从出埃及的时候就一直到现在
？Do we observe today as a Sabbath day because of the tradition has been kept since Exodus？
这个问题主要就是要确定哪一天是安息日。
The purpose of this question is to confirm and verify which day is in fact the Sabbath day of the week。
所以我们现在用另外一个问题来想，就是。怎么确定第七天就是礼拜六，就是安息日
？In other words, what is this question asking? We just want to know if Saturday is indeed the seventh day.
那这要怎么确定
？And how do we verify this?
诸位，很多宣道很有经验，不要客气。你怎么回答？怎么确定我们现在的星期六就是安息日？
How do we answer this question that we know for a fact that Saturday is in fact the seventh day? The answer is to follow the law of the Jewish people to calculate a Sabbath day.
Yeah, 那罗马书说这个犹太人有什么益处呢？就是因为神的话是从他们那里传下来的。
The Bible records that what is the benefit of the Jews is that they have kept faithfully the word of God, the law of God to this day.
所以我们安息是哪一天，我们就犹太人怎么算，我们就怎么算。
And so the Jews are the most clear on which day is the Sabbath. And so however they observe, and whichever day they observe, we follow the same way.
好，第一个最清楚的方法就是看犹太人，因为他们从摩西给律法到现在没有一个礼拜没有守安息日。
So the answer is the first way we know if Saturday is the seventh day is to follow what the Jewish people are keeping according to their law.
还有没有第二个方法？
Is there a second way to verify this?
第二个方法间接的。
Second one is an indirect method.
你就问这个一般的基督徒，为什么你们礼拜天做礼拜？
If you ask Christians in general, why do you keep Sunday as a Sabbath day?
他就说，因为主耶稣在第一天复活。
Because they will answer that Lord Jesus resurrected on the first day of the week.
那如果一般的基督教界认为礼拜天是主耶稣，第一天是礼拜天，是主耶稣复活。
Now if people in general all agree that Sunday is the very first day of the week.
那很简单了，第七天是哪一天？
Then it's very simple. What is the seventh day of the week then?
就是礼拜六。
By default, it is Saturday.
这是用另外一个方法来证明。
This is an indirect method of verification.
第三个方法。
A third method.
如果我们问这个讲西班牙文的人。
We ask anyone who speaks Spanish.
你问他礼拜六怎么讲。
How do you say the Saturday in Spanish?
西班牙文怎么讲。
They will say Sábado.
那个 Sábado 是什么意思？
And what does Sábado mean?
是吧？安息日吧。
It means the Sabbath day.
传统的中美跟南美是天主教的大本营。
We know that traditionally Central America and South America are Catholic countries.
一直到最近二十年，这个所谓灵恩运动才一直人数一直赶上去。其实它本来就是天主教的。
It wasn't until the last 20 years that they had the infiltration of the Pentecostalism. But they have always been traditionally Catholics.
所以第七天，他的讲法就是安息日啊。
And so when they state that the seventh day, they know Sabbath day is Saturday.
所以安息日第七天，这是一般有常识的人都不会争论的一个问题。
So which day is Sabbath day or seventh day of the week? It's actually not something that is disputed at all.
这个不会有问题。
There should be no controversy over the seventh day at all.
好，那我们再看第二个问题。
Let's look at the next question.
凡有人有人凡事顺利啊，无所需求。很难把他带领到知道自己有罪这个方向来信耶稣了，那应该要怎么做？
There are some people who are very content with their situation. They don't have no needs. They have no crisis in their lives, and everything is going well and prosperous for them. How do you lead this type of people to the Lord?
罗马书是在讲信仰的原理。
Romans speaks about the principle of faith.
第一件事情，他就讲罪。
The first thing it states about is sin.
从第一章讲到第三章。
From the first chapter to the third chapter, it talks about mankind has sinned.
所以我们布道三个题目：神、罪、救。
And so, whenever we have evangelical service, we always talk about first day sin, then salvation, and then savior.
没有罪就不需要主耶稣了。
If we do not have sin, then we don't need a savior.
那现在问题就是说，如果一个人也很健康，一切都很顺利，你要告诉他说你是罪人，你需要耶稣，这个好像很难了。
Now today, if a person is enjoying health, prosperity, and for you to tell them that he is a sinner, it is probably also very difficult.
那这到底要怎么做？
So how can we address this issue?
这个大家都很有经验，来分享一下。
Everyone, please share your experience. So the one brother's answer is that Just wait, because one day they will encounter trouble. There is no one who has no trouble in their lives.
就是等到有一天他遇到困难就开始了。
Just wait for the day that they have a crisis.
那可不可以求神让他遇到困难？
The question is, can we also pray to God to give them some type of trouble in their lives?
所以他可以早日来信主。
So that they can come to the Lord on an earlier day. Sooner than later.
最好不要了，受苦真的很难过。
Probably is not very welcoming for them to receive suffering in their lives.
好，那生活很顺利的人怎么让他知道你有罪，所以你需要信耶稣？
So how can we impress upon these people who are really enjoying their lives that they need God because they are sinners?
要怎么做？这真的是不简单啊！大家有没有什么尝试过很有效的方法分享一下
？Does anyone have any experience that they can share？
对，这个是很难的例子。但我如果说我碰到这种情况，我一般会说，那就是说，当思考人生的结局。你再顺利的时候，这都有过去的一天。那当你这个走到人生的尽头的时候，你所拥有的一切都是如云消散，那你要怎么面对？就是说，就是因为人顺利的时候，他很少会想这些事情，但是如果你提醒他这些事情，说不定他会去思考这些事，然后就可以引到他为什么人会死，对不对？为什么这个世上有那么多的苦难？为什么这个就是跟罪联系起来，所以就慢慢的在引导他说这个罪的道理。
So, Brother Ethan shared that he would actually discuss with a person about the conclusion of our lives, what is the meaning of life, and where we would ultimately end up after we have labored the whole entire life. And then I would also move on to explain what death is, why people would die, and what is the reason for that according to the Bible. So if we're able to teach them to transcend their thinking from just thinking of the earthly things, but to think about eternity and the things that are beyond death, then maybe they'll give us a chance to share with them the gospel.
所以就是带领他去思想一些人生的现象，来感觉到需要神。
So to discuss with them about the results of a human and to discuss the issues of life with them.
我们在四十岁以前
Before 40 years old in general.
大概的都是在朝我们自己的目标在努力。
We are all striving forward to our life goals.
但是到了四十岁以后人大概很难翻身了，大概一生就定型。
But after 40, everyone is pretty much set in their ways and the places of the world, and it's very difficult for them to change.
所以到了五十岁
And so when they reach 50,
人生就会开始想意义跟价值。
They will start to consider the meaning of life, the value of life.
当一个人开始在想这件事情
And when a person starts to ponder these questions,
那个就是信仰追求的开始。
This is the beginning of pursuit of faith.
我天天活着这样到底是为什么？
Why am I living like this every day?
到底我人生最后的追求是什么？
And what is the end game of all these things I'm seeking?
我的盼望在哪里？
Where is my hope for the future?
当人在想意义跟价值，这个就是带入信仰的开始。
When they start to ponder these life questions about meaning and value of life, this is a time they're seeking for God.
所以，除了让人遇到困难的时候，这个很好切入的一个机会当很平安的时候，在提到人生的意义价值，也可以把它带到信仰。
So other than meeting troubles in their lives, another way is to bring them to think about the difficult life questions.
那年轻人，我们这里很多年轻人，年轻人要怎么布道，让他想要信耶稣
？Another question would be, how can we bring youth into Christ or into God?
年轻人要怎么带领？
How do you bring youth to have this heart to seek after God?
上一次有一个工人告诉我说十诫布道法，诸位看有没有办法这样做。
There was a worker who shared with me that they evangelized based on the Ten Commandments.
第一个问他，你知道有十诫吗？
first thing that he'll ask them is, do you know about the Ten Commandments?
我想大家都知道，因为师姐也拍过电影嘛。
I think most people know because Ten Commandments was made into a movie.
那一条一条问他。
And so the worker would ask them one commandment after another.
第一条，拜独一神，你有在拜神吗？
The first commandment to worship only one true God. Are you worshiping the one true God?
这样一直问到第四条了。
And then to the fourth commandment.
第五条就跟个人的行为了。
And then the fifth one is moral law.
有没有孝敬父母呢？
Have you honored your parents?
有没有杀人呢？
Have you killed someone?
有没有犯奸淫呢？
Have you committed adultery?
你们有没有偷窃呢？
Have you stolen anything in your life?
问到第十条。
And to the tenth commandment.
没有一个人敢说没有。
And there's no one who dares say that they have kept all the commandments.
所以神的标准一拉出来，每个人都知道他有罪。
Once we bring out the standard of God and put them to measure, then everyone is aware of their own sins.
那个时候就开始切入，所以我们需要救恩。
And that's why the worker will then continue to teach them that they need God, they need salvation.
那年轻人需要很多的刺激。
Because young people require a lot of stimulation.
这个也是代表人需要神。
Because they really need God.
好，所以这个问题还有没有什么补充的？
Anyone else like to supplement this question?
所以结论第一个，等神的时候到了。
So the conclusion to this question, one, to wait for God's timing.
第二个是等他遇到困难。
Second, to wait for when they encounter troubles in their lives.
第三个就是带领他思想人生的意义。
Thirdly, is to lead them to think about the questions of life.
跟价值。
And the value of life.
跟人真正的盼望。
And then share with them the true hope of human life.
第四个就是开门见山，把神的话讲得清楚，罪就出来。
And then fourthly is to share with them the commandments of God so that they recognize they are sinners in need of God.
大概就这个方法，还有没有其他的？
So there are these four approaches. Is there any additional ones you want to share?
还有没有其他的？好，那我们就再下一个了。
Let's look at the next question.
湖水可以不可以算是活水？湖水，这个 lake， 这一个 lake。
So would baptism in lakes be effective？
对，这个跟我们洗礼在活水里面洗有关系的。
And this is regarding the question of one of our requirements, which is to be baptized in living water.
那在圣经里面提到，我们找找看哪个地方有讲活水的泉源。
Where does it say in the Bible regarding the fountain of living water?
有没有？我们找找看。
Look for this verse in the Bible.
活水的泉源，找找看。
The fountain of living water.
撒迦利亚书十三章。
And Zechariah chapter 13.
第一节。
Verse 1.
请读。
In that day, a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness.
这里说要给大卫的家耶路撒冷居民开一个泉源，洗除罪恶跟的与污秽。这里讲泉源要洗除罪恶与污秽。
This verse states that there will be a fountain that will be opened to cleanse inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness.
主耶稣本身就是活泉嘛。
We know that Lord Jesus himself is a fountain of living water.
但这个话有时候圣经的话是相关的了。
And the words of the Bible have layers of meaning.
也用活泉来代表真神。
Living water, the fountain of living water to represent the true God.
我们来找一节活泉代表真神，池子代表偶像在哪里？
And let's look for the verse that
Okay, 好
Cisterns, let's look at Jeremiah.
第二章
Chapter 2.
十三节
Verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and honed themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
所以既然活泉代表真神，那池子是代表偶像。
Now, if the fountain of living water represents the true God, while the cisterns represent idols.
所以我们就用活泉来洗礼啊，这就双关都满足了。
And so we would use living water to baptize people so that we would be in accordance with the verse.
所以最有意义的就是在活泉受洗。
And so we need to find natural living water or fountain living water to conduct baptism.
那主耶稣受洗，圣经说他从水里面上来。
And Lord Jesus, when he was baptized, according to the Bible, he came up out of the water.
这个表示他进到水里面。
It represents that he was fully immersed.
所以他从水里面上来。
And therefore he came up out of the water.
那湖里面如果他有水流进去跟流出来，应该就可以。
And for lakes, if there is a natural inlet and a natural outlet so that it is moving, it should be satisfactory.
因为这是有进有出，这是一个积水出水的地方。
Because there is an inlet and an outlet, so it is a natural living water.
所以我们一般判断就是有进有出。
As long as there is an inlet and an outlet for the body of water, then we determine it to be living water.
对这个问题有没有什么补充？
Is there anyone else who would like to supplement the answer to this question?
Or
any other additional questions?
在有一片有一个影片
There is a movie
叫做耶稣
Jesus movie
这个影片是基督教团体拍的
It is filmed by Christian denominations
照他们的统计这个影片在全世界各个角落都放过
And according to their analysis this film has been shown in every corner of the world
而且因为这个影片来信耶稣的人数相当多
And according to them the number of people who have believed in Jesus as a result of this movie is numerous
我想我们当中可能也有人见过 看过
I'm sure some of us here have seen that movie.
各种语言都有翻译版。
And many translations of this Jesus movie in different languages.
那这个影片里面，他拍的细节是经过一些学者去研究过的。
And the sequence or the way that they filmed this movie is based on research.
很奇妙，主耶稣怎么受洗？
And the way they researched the baptism of Jesus.
大家再看，主耶稣进到水里面，头向上，还是进到水里面，头向下？
They portray Jesus as entering the natural living water to be baptized, facing down or facing up.
一般基督教界就是头向上嘛。
In mainstream Christian churches, they will baptize with face up.
这个是经过基督教学者研究过的剧本拍出来的耶稣受洗是头低的
But according to the Bible scholars who researched on behalf of this film they learned that actually Lord Jesus bowed head down
所以这个主耶稣的洗礼在水堕的地方不是点水
And so it was portrayed in the movie that he did not receive the sprinkling of water for his baptism
在大河里面是活水
But in fact, he was baptized in living water.
低头
And he bowed his head.
这个都是我们的一个榜样
And this is all what we preach in this church as the mode of baptism.
当然就是为着赦罪所以我们才一切想要根据圣经
In order to ensure that our sins can truly be cleansed, we follow the format that has been presented in the Bible.
如果洗礼只是一个仪式方便就好
And if today baptism is mere formality, then It's not important. No matter what mode we take, would not mean any lasting consequence to our spirit.
好，对这个有没有什么补充？
Does anyone have anything else to supplement?
或者有没有什么问题？
Any questions?
我们当中在里面洗礼过两次的举手。
Raise your hand if you have been baptized more than one time.
三个。
Twice.
四个，五个。
Three, four, five.
洗礼过三次的举手。
If you have been baptized three or more times, raise your hands. 三次对了，
一个。
One.
洗礼过四次的举手。
Or more than four times.
那不是。洗礼过四次。
Four times or more.
四次以上。
More than four times?
没有哈，所以你破纪录三次。
So,
对。对。现在这里大水洗哈。
大水洗。
所以三次够了，不需要再一次了。
对啊，对啊。
My brother shared that he received first a sprinkling, and then later on he received a baptism, so he faced up, and then the third baptism was here introduced, just facing down.
赦罪的洗礼一次就够了。
The true baptism that can cleanse sins can only be washed once.
好，对这个有没有什么问题啊？补充。
Any questions, supplements?
叶弟兄，哎，来来啊，过来。哦，流水湖水都是有进没有出啊，是这样。
So, Brother Guo says that for lakes in general, they have an inlet, but they don't have an outlet. For lakes,
有进有出比较保险。
It will be safer if you're baptized in a place that has both inlet and outlet.
那现在要找这个有进有出应该不难。
Should not be difficult now to be able to find body of water that has an in and an out.
哦，这样。那雨多的时候就会有出路啊，所以我们尽量就接近圣经了，这是一个大原则。
We should strive to follow the mode that has been presented in the Bible to ensure our salvation.
好，哎，刚叶弟兄有没有什么问题？没有哈，你也是从一般其他教会来的，没有问题。我们再来看下一个，下面一个问题。
Let's look at the next question. 一样的问题。
没有。OK。这个哈、哦，我有一点没有办法了解，谁能够了解这个问题，请解释一下。希伯来书六章九节十一节，你们的行为是强过这些，而且近乎得救。问题：舍己背十字架与注重个人隐私的生活相合、相争或不相干？这个不晓得，不是很清楚。大家知道他这个是问题是什么意思？谁看得懂的？可以不可以用英文翻译一下 ？Daniel， 你可以不可以？啊，谁看得懂？可以不可以用英文翻译一下？
我们刚在上一堂课的时候，就是说我们与主耶稣在立约，
对，
那主耶稣要做的部分已经说成了，
对对，
对不对？
对。
那我们要做的部分就是我们要舍己，
对，
背自己的十字架，这个变成是我们要做很重要的一个部分。
So, clarification. In the previous session, we were explaining that for a person to deny themselves and take up the cross, that means they need to first they need to deny themselves and take up the cross, which means to take up the cross what Jesus wants them to do and obey Jesus.
那在希伯来书六章九到十一节这一段里面也特别讲到说你的所谓一些作为跟你信仰有关系的一些回应已经近乎得救，所以是跟你的得救也是有关系的。
So in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 9 to 12, it talks about our actions accompanying salvation, things that accompany salvation.
那从这两个角度来思考这个问题的话，变成说，我们如果还能不能继续保有个人隐私的生活，跟你是不是过着一个舍己背十字架的生活，似乎是有抵触的。
有抵触啊。
似乎是有抵触的。
So, 听不是很懂。So I think the question is whether or not you're still able to maintain a private lifestyle, or if you have to just basically give up everything and pick up the cross and follow Jesus and deny everything that you do.
所以就是舍己背十字架这种的生活形态跟保留个人的隐私，这会不会有冲突？
So is there a conflict? To restate the question, is there a conflict between keeping a personal life versus denying yourself and carrying the cross of Jesus?
好，我们大家公开讨论，因为这个可能跟大家都有息息相关。
This question is relevant to everyone, so I'd like to hear what everyone has to say.
觉得有的，请大家来发言，为什么有？觉得没有的，请大家来发言，为什么没有？
Please share your thoughts either way.
舍己背十字架跟个人的私生活隐私有没有冲突？
Is there a conflict between denying yourself and carrying the cross and versus your own private life?
好，觉得有的请发言，觉得没有也请发言。谁能够举一个小例子，让我们对这个问题能够更清楚？现在有一点就是这个问题的了解。
Can we have an example to illustrate this question? Because the comprehension of this question is a little deep for us.
Andy.
If you deny yourself, it doesn't mean that you go on a hunger strike and you don't eat anything for 1,000 days, that you have to do that to yourself. It just means that you live your life following God, and that's your personal lifestyle. So it doesn't necessarily mean you have to, you know, subject yourself to the toughest form of persecution or doing, you know, anything like that. But if you're already living your personal lifestyle that is aligned with God, then everything you do is going to make sense in God's eyes. So I think when you deny yourself and then you live yourself, your personal lifestyle, it should be, it should go hand in hand.
谁能够翻啊？来来，伊登，你翻一下。
我没太听懂。他好像 Andy 的意思是说，我们生活跟我们如果背起十字架的话，就是要改变我们自己的生活，所以我们这个跟改个人的隐私不是直接相关，应该是你还是可以过自己的个人生活，但是你的个人生活要跟这个圣经的原则相对呀。他好像这个如果理解没错的话，那我也分享一下，我想刚才传道问一个例子哈，这个是不是有什么情况下会有冲突？这种可能性也的确是有。例如说，这个礼拜六，怎么又来教会？是不是？那马上就会有人问，你去哪里啦？啊，那你回答是不好，你不回答也不好，回答呢你又不能撒谎，对不对？所以你可能这个时候就很尴尬了。到底有没有隐私？我礼拜六去哪里要告诉你们？就或者是礼拜六或者礼拜五晚上或者是其他任何时候都有可能，所以这种情况是有可能会发生的。那我不知道这个例子何必展开讨论一下。
So I don't know if this is understanding a question, but let's say the example would be, I went to church on Saturday, and then people asked me, what did you do this weekend Saturday? And at that point, regarding your private life, do you need to then share with them that you went to church or wherever you went? Is it necessary for you because now you are denying yourself and carrying a cross? Or do you still have the right to maintain your own privacy?
Yeah. 我们知道哦，主耶稣说，我们进入世界好像羊进入狼群。
Lord Jesus says that when we enter this world, it's like lamb into the den of wolves.
所以要灵巧如蛇。
So we need to be as shrewd as snakes.
寻粮像鸽子。
As innocent as doves.
如果只有灵巧没有寻粮，就变成诡诈。
If we only have shrewdness and no innocence, then we would become crafty.
那如果寻粮没有灵巧，没有办法在社会生存。
If we are only innocent without shrewdness, then we will not be able to survive.
所以主耶稣在世界很灵巧，但是他没有恶，没有他很寻粮。
We know Lord Jesus was very shrewd in his dealings with the people of this world, but though he was innocent, he committed no sin.
那很多个人的隐私哈，也特别在文化的不同啊，常常会变成一个冲突。
A lot of our private lives may be conflicting, especially among cultures.
特别哈，中国人喜欢问什么
？And so, what do the Chinese people like to question?
第一个，你几岁
？Firstly, how old are you?
第二个，你有几个孩子
？Secondly, how many children do you have?
第三个，什么时候要有孙子
？Thirdly, when are you going to have grandkids?
第四个，你有多少房子？
Fourthly, how many houses do you own?
第五个，你收入多少
？Fifthly, how much money do you make?
对不对
？So these are the likely questions that nosy Chinese people like to ask.
但是文化不同，你就发现哦，这个对在不同文化住久的另外一代就觉得啊，这个问真的是我如果要跟着主耶稣走，要怎么走？我又不能说谎。
So if you are growing up in a different culture where you are sensitive to such questions and you are a follower of Christ, should you honestly answer the question or should you, what should you do?
我想不能说谎，这应该是原则。
So the principle is we should not lie.
但是做基督徒也可以不需要回答。
But as a Christian, we don't need to answer all questions that have been that have been asked of us.
有时候主耶稣很灵巧，他就反问一个问题。
And the way that Lord Jesus acts very shrewdly is to respond a question with another question.
对方不能回答，主耶稣这样我也不回答你。
And if the other party cannot answer, Lord Jesus says, "And I will not answer you either."
那个一个正在犯奸淫的妇女被带来。
And when the woman was caught in the middle of adultery.
你看主耶稣很有智慧哦。
Lord Jesus had great wisdom.
那个问题也是相当的不简单啊。
It was a very difficult question that was placed to him.
照摩西的律法，这个要用石头打。
According to Mosaic law, she must be stoned on the spot.
你说应该打不打
？So, Jesus, what do you say? Should we stone her or not?
他两个都不能回答。
He cannot answer either way.
如果他回答说，可以照摩西的律法，他马上上告。你看那一个人叫人用石头打他。罗马的律法是不可以的。
Lord Jesus said, yes, you should stone her. Then other people will report him for violating human rights because according to Roman law, you cannot execute anyone without trial.
那如果他说不需要打，那你说你是先知，这个也站不住脚。
Now, if Lord Jesus said, no, you don't need to stone her, then they will accuse him, saying that you
say, 你是从神来的，这个也站不住脚。
You claim to be a prophet from God. How can you not uphold the law?
我们看主耶稣就非常灵巧。
But Lord Jesus was found to be very shrewd.
谁没有罪的，又先用石头打他。
Lord Jesus answered, he who does not have sin be the first to cast a stone.
这个问题包括他需要打。
And this question includes whether or not they should cast a stone.
这个意思就是影射说他需要打，但是谁没有罪先打。
So the answer of Jesus already answers that this woman does need to be stoned, but who shall be the one to do this?
现在下一个问题
And the following question.
谁先走
？Who is the one who left from the scene first in this story?
老的先走，这是何圣经啊？
The oldest ones left first.
那第二个问题，为什么老的先走，年轻人不走
？The second question is why did the elderly people leave first from the scene And why did the younger people not leave?
有的人说老的罪比较重，我想可能是老的良心比较容易发现了。
Some people say, well, the elderly probably had a bigger accumulation of sin, but I think the elderly people maybe had a more of a conscience.
但是为什么老的先走？大家来想一下。
So why would the older people leave first?
所以这个就是说，我们在社会上啊，需要有灵巧。
So in the society, we need to have some shrewdness.
所以效法主耶稣啊，舍己背十字架，跟从主耶稣。那里面也是有灵巧在里面。
So following Christ, denying yourself, and carrying your cross includes being shrewd in this world.
好，对这个有没有什么问题补充
？Any questions or supplements?
我讲一下，我觉得其实从某一个方面来讲，这两者的确是有冲突，因为我们在教会非常强调的是一个群体的生活，一个 group life， 啊，那多多少少你必然会。在个人的饮食上面要做一些折中。那我小弟觉得呢，就是说，你为主耶稣十字架都背了，对不对？那牺牲一点饮食有没有？应该不会，没有什么大不了的。因为你整个生命都给主耶稣了。如果说真的有像这些有一些比较喜欢问的人，你问那就讲啊，也没有关系呀，你能怎么样？是不是？很多事情，我觉得就是说我们。传统的在美国的文化是比较注重个人隐私，所以有时候会很敏感，呀。但是我觉得我们也不用过度的敏感，因为这真的我们肯定你要付出一些东西。所以说，如果真的是为了十字架的原因，你付出一些你的隐私，我觉得这也是值得的。
So Brother Ethan shares that sometimes it is unavoidable when we are carrying a cross and following Christ that we will have at times to sacrifice our own private life.In those circumstances, if we have to sacrifice, when people ask us questions, if we are already willing to dedicate our life to give up everything for Him, then what is a little more of giving up of our private lives? Sometimes if it means that, then I'm sure God will readily accept that and we're willing to put ourselves on the line.
啊，教会是有这个例子。
We do have this example of church.
我们还记得有一次 NYTS 有一个青年祷告得很迫切。
One time in NYTS, there was a youth who prayed very hard.
那圣灵感动他见证什么？他所犯的罪。
And this youth was moved by the Holy Spirit to testify of his sin before everyone.
大家都想要让人觉得有好的形象，他只是上去他所犯的罪。
So everyone wants to present the best self before everyone, but in his case, he had to go up and testify of his ugly side.
那他见证完了，有的工人就烦恼说啊，他下一次会不会找不到对象？
And so after he testified of him his own sin, some of the workers were worried for him. Now that he shared this very private detail of his life, would there be sisters willing to marry him?
哎，他不但结婚了，结了对象也不错。
But then later on, he did get married to a very good sister, and God still blessed him.
然后他把见证啊提到他怎么犯罪，但神怎么帮助他能够克服罪，哎，真的让很多人得到造就。
So his testimony that was inspired by the Holy Spirit to share with everyone was how he got lost in sin, but then how the Lord rescued him from this snare.
所以如果我们暴露我们的隐私会让别人的灵性得到造就，这个也算十字架了，也值得牺牲了。
And his testimony was edifying to many people. And so today we may have to reveal a private side of ourselves so that we can edify the lives of others. Then this is denying ourselves and carrying the cross.
好，那大家有没有补充？还有没有什么问题？
Anything else to say? To add?In Hebrews, Deacon Shea says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 9.
中文讲的哈，这个跟英文的意思不太一样哈，英文的意思可能比较正确一点哈。
The Chinese, translation is probably very different from the English translation, so the English translation probably has a more accurate meaning.
中文讲说近乎得救，其实这个英文不是这个意思，原文也不是这个意思。
So in Chinese, it's saying something that is not in accordance with the English translation or in line with the original Greek.
这边应该是讲说哈，深信你的行为强过这些哈，它是什么样的行为呢？哈，就是跟得救有关系的行为。
Here is clarifying about the behavior that accompanies salvation.
哦，不是说哈，这强过这些，并且近乎。没有说什么近乎得救了哈，得救没有说什么70分、80分、90分这种的了哈。
So it's not saying that salvation has a percentage of salvation.
好，那
as in Chinese.
关于这个问题哈，我想应该把它解释说啊，舍己背自己的十字架哈，跟注重个人的生活是不是相合相争或是不相干哈？有时候我们把比较重视个人的 personal life 哈，那当然对教会的事情呢、啊、哈，可能你比较重视啊、你个人生活的话呢哈，对教会的一些工作你就没有办法去太有时间去专注。
So perhaps another way to ask this question based on the English verse would be how do we reconcile the time we spend in our personal private life versus the time that we have to deny ourselves and carry cross, which means that we may have less time for ourselves personally, but we would be required to put forth more time and effort for the work of God.
你说我们教会的传道哈，信徒有什么事情哈，半夜十二点打去，传道也是会随时来会接你的电话啊，你有什么事情，他也可以到你家去。
For example, for our ministers or preachers in our church, many times they have to sacrifice their private life or their sleep. People may call them in the middle of the night and they may need to pay a visit or make other personal sacrifices.
哦，所以这次是传道，他也是需要他有个人的生活，但是他能够牺牲他个人睡觉的时间啊，为的是要来服侍教会的信徒。
So the preacher requires to have, would need his own personal space and time. However, he is willing to forego that circumstances demand.
所以总结就是说，你越重视个人的生活，哈，越是没有办法背起自己的十字架。
So the conclusion is, the more you emphasize or value your own personal space and life, then the less you can deny yourself and carry the cross.
好，谢谢啊。有一个很实际的问题。
A practical question.
我请问大家哈。
I ask everyone.
礼拜天哈，信徒打电话给我们，我们会不会接
？When members call us on Sundays, will you pick up the phone?
礼拜天呢、啊，如果有信徒来，我们是不是先看 ID？
Do we just look at a caller ID？
哎，这个大概是要哇。劳苦背重担，那个不接。
And so, if you do not want to deny yourself, carry cross, you will ignore the call.
哦，这个常常要一起爬山，哎，这个接。
And then the person who is asking you to go, rock climbing, maybe you'll take the call.
是这样。好，那这个舍己背十字架哈，跟个人的生活，如果说哦，要把它连在一起想。
So we consider the ponder this question, denying yourself carrying cross.
就是礼拜天电话一响，一定有人有事情要找我。
If you get a phone call on Sunday, that means there must be a need of the member.
只要我时间，我一定会接。
As long as I have time, I will pick up the call.
然后再看我个人的场合，再看他的需要来衡量我要怎么去回应他的问题。
And according to my personal circumstances right now and the urgency of the need, then I will evaluate how I need to respond.
如果对方是非常紧急，一定现在需要帮忙，我们甚至连家庭的生活也要暂时放下
来。If it is indeed a very urgent situation, we may need to even put our personal life, our family life aside for the moment.
那如果对方只是一些小事，明天办也没有关系，那我们家庭就要放在前面。
And if this is a small matter that could be taken care of during the weekdays, then we might put our own family as a priority in that case.
因为哦，如果比较热心的信徒哦，礼拜一二三四五六全部都在教会。
Because for a more zealous member, all 6 days of church will be at church.
除了上班之外，花很多时间在教会。
They'll spend a lot of time at church besides going to work.
所以很难得有一个家庭时间。
So it's very difficult for them to have their private family time.
所以电话要接。
And so you have to answer the phone call.
但是要照着轻重缓急来决定要怎么回应。
But you need to make a proper, we need to make a proper determination according to the urgency and also our own family time needs.
这个叫做跟着主耶稣背十字架。
This is called following Christ and carrying your cross.
那教会如果说礼拜天哦，打电话一概不接哦，这个大概啊还需要再有进步的空间呢。
Now, if a person never takes any calls on Sunday from the church members, then there is probably some room for growth there.
好，我想能够联想，大概就是这样。好，大家也没什么问题。啊，这个是最后，还是还有
？Is there any other questions?
啊，没有问题的哈。好，没有问题，那就是我们当中还有没有什么人有其他的问题
？Does anyone else have any other new questions to put forward？
没有问题，我就要问最后一个问题啊。哦，开始的时候已经讲过了哈。
So now I'd like to ask this question.
好，对独一真教会不能够接受的，请举手。
Is there anyone among us who cannot accept the fact that True Church, the only true church.
然后请问你的疑点在哪里？然后我们大家来回答。
If you cannot accept it, please let us understand the issues you have.
这跟从主耶稣啊，不要隐藏了哦，不能接受就不能接受啊，提出来大家来讨论。
If you cannot follow Christ and you have this issue, please share with everyone so we can be plain about this.
独一真教会你没有办法接受的，请我们那。把你的问题提出来。
Only true church, you're unable to accept this. Please raise your issues.
为什么这个问题这么重要？
Why is this question so vital?
我们刚刚在唱这个赞美是171首，其实歌词非常的美。
When we're singing the hymns, lyrics to 171.
我不晓得英文跟中文是不是完全一样。
Not sure if the lyrics for Chinese and English is the same.
看看英文哈，英文中文的第一节哈。
The Chinese first line.
教会唯有一个根基，就是主耶稣基督。
And the church is one foundation, that is Lord Jesus Christ.
然后一主一信一喜一体一灵一父。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one body, one Lord, Father, and God of all.
最后一节哈。第四节，我们主耶稣肋旁的血水造成贞洁的心腹。
And verse 4 says, the bride that has been given birth by the side of Jesus through blood and water.
所以这个亚当的肋旁啊，取一根骨头造成一个女人叫夏娃。
We know that Adam's right side of his ribs, where one rib was taken to make Eve.
这个会流血的。
And so in taking this, he had to bleed.
所以教会是基督的心腹。
So the church is the bride of Christ.
这个是流血产生的。
This was formed as a result of the bleeding of Jesus Christ.
但这是爱的牺牲所产生的。
This is through the sacrifice of love.
所以这是基督的心腹。
And so the church is the bride of Christ.
心腹有几个？只有一个。
How many brides does Jesus have? Only one.
所以只有一个教会。
Therefore, there is only one church.
所以这个非常的宝贵。
And so this is very precious teaching.
我们对真教会如果认识越清楚，我们满心感谢神。
If we are very clear that this is the true church, then we really thank God.
我是谁？
Who are we?
竟然被拣选来归属他。
That we have been chosen to follow him.
竟然能够归属在基督的心腹里面。
That we can be called as one of the members of the body of this new bride.
第二节。
Secondly,
蒙主选召由各国。
Second verse of lyrics, elect from every nation.
所以我们是被神选召的。
So we have been called, chosen.
然后靠圣灵合成一体。
And according to the Holy Spirit, we have been formed into one body.
就是借圣灵的带领感动。
And through the movement and the leading of the Holy Spirit.
再下说得救的门径不差错。
And that this door of salvation is the right one.
哦，这得救的门路只有一条。
There is only one door.
哦，遵照圣经的指示。
To the path of salvation as presented by the Bible.
然后同意来颂赞啊一个圣名。
So that we can together praise this only Holy Spirit.
所以这个每一节啊，圣经节都是在讲真教会是唯一的根基，这非常的宝贵，这个歌词非常美。
So the verses of the Chinese hymn is very beautiful. It is different from, somewhat different from the English one.
所以我们在提到五大教义最后自然的结论就是独一真教会。
And so when we study the five basic doctrines, then the final conclusion that there can only be one true church.
要哪里去求得纯正的圣灵?
Where do we find this true Holy Spirit?
真理的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit of truth.
在真耶稣教会。
Only in true church.
要哪里去接受赦罪的洗礼?
Where can you go to receive the baptism of cleansing your sins?
完全跟圣经一样。
According to exactly according to the Bible,
有宝血的见证,
to have the witness of the blood of Christ,
有圣灵的降临,
to have the descent of the Holy Spirit,
有神恩典的临到,
to have the grace fall upon those who have received
the baptism. 在真耶稣教会,
you can only receive this in true church.
在哪里能够接受洗脚礼使我们跟主有份?
Where can you go to find a foot washing that can grant you that you can receive so you can become a part of Christ?
在真耶稣教会,
only in true church.
在哪里可以领受主耶稣真正的身体?
Where can you go truly partake of the body of Christ.
让我们能够得到生命末日复活。
In the Holy Communion so that we can receive eternal life and be raised in the last day.
只有在真耶稣教会。
Only in the true Jesus church.
所以这个五大教义如果我真的相信真的接受结论就是这是独一的真教会。
And if we really truly believe all these five doctrines, then we will conclude that this is the only church that we can receive these.
那这样的话我们就不会动摇啊。
Then we will be immovable in our faith.
也不可能会跑到其他教会。
There will be no reason that we will go to another church.
第一个，其他全部的教会大部分都没有圣灵了。
Firstly, most of the churches out there do not have the Holy Spirit.
洗礼没有赦罪的权柄，根据圣经。
Secondly, they do not have the water baptism that has the power of remission of sins.
他的圣经不是根据圣经在做的。
They are not following the scripture for their holy communion.
所以啊，我们啊明白这些道理啊，我们。一生不会离开真教会。
If we understand this gospel, then we will never depart from the true church.
那这个关系不是感情的。
And this relationship is not based on just affection.
因为我全家三代都在真耶稣教，我怎么离开？能够离开真耶稣教？这个关系不够的。
That I do not leave from true church because all three generations of my family have grown up in the true church. And that in itself is not sufficient reason for us to stay.
我们在真教会是因为我对道理的认识。
I choose to stay in a true church because I understand and convicted of this gospel.
关心我个人的灵魂得救，所以我选择在决定在这个教会。
I care about my personal salvation. That is why I choose to stay here on my own.
好，那最后一个问题啊，大家有没有什么需要提出来讨论？没有关系，哎。
There is a question that's been going around right now is what exactly is mortal sin? Because Lord Jesus said all sins can be forgiven except for the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Why is it that True Jesus Church says there are mortal sins?
最近,
and what is exactly mortal sin?
最近在青年在网络上也在流传哦，没有死罪。
So there is some postings right now that there is no such thing as mortal sin.
所有的罪都可以赦免。
On postings of youth, and that all sins can be forgiven except for the blasphemy spirit.
首先呢，我们要认清一点。
So we need to recognize this.
教会不是学术机构。
A church is not an academic institution.
学术机构随便你讲。
An academic institution will encourage anyone to speak their own opinion.
所以你那个文化不同，那个越 diversify 越有不同的思想啊，能够看得越清楚。
And so the more diversity in your student body, the more opinions, the better it is.
那你能够讲出别人讲不出来，你就是权威。
And if you have more perspectives or unique perspectives, then that means you are more special because you have found a new viewpoint.
教会不是这样。
But the church is not the same way.
教会有一个主人啊。
In the church, there is a master.
就是有一个老板。
And that is our boss.
就是主耶稣。
Our master, Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们讲的跟他的意思不一样，我们要负责的。
If we speak something that is not in accordance to our master's wishes, then we need to take accountability for our actions.
所以不要把教会当作学术机构，我想什么我就发表，不能这样。
So we cannot treat this church as an academic institution and post our papers and opinions in any way that we like.
要尊重神。
We must respect and revere God.
我完全了解这是神的旨意，这样才可以讲。
If we truly understand that this is the will of God for us to speak in accordance with the scripture, then we will speak it.
特别要推翻我们教会的传统。
We need to be very careful if we are stepping on the edge of reversing or changing what we have long held to be true in our church.
那这个一定要很清楚从神来的感动。
And then we need to have a very clear understanding that this is the inspiration of God.
所以不是一个大名大放的地方。
So this is not a place to promote your name or your opinion.
来建立自己的权威。
To build your own following.
或者建立自己的形象。
Or to build your own image.
好，我们看约翰一书。
Let's look at 1 John.
好，约翰一书第五章
，Chapter Five，
十六节、十七节
，Verse 16-17。If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask, and he will give him life for those who commit sin not leading to death. There is sin leading to death. I do not say that he should pray about that. All unrighteousness is sin. There is sin not leading to death.
这里说凡不义的都是罪。
All unrighteousness is sin.
什么是不义？
What is unrighteousness?
跟神的标准不同的都是罪。
Anything that is violating the standard of God is unrighteousness.
但是这个地方说罪分作两种。
Here it states that sin has two categories.
有不至于死的罪。
There are those that lead to death.
那就要为他祷告。
Not leading to death, and those we should pray for.
那神要将生命赐给他。
And then God will give him life again.
但是有至于死的罪，我不应该说为这个罪祈求。
But regarding the sin that has been committed that leads to death, we should not pray for that.
所以很显然，教会圣经里面讲有至于死的罪。
And clearly, the Bible says that there is sins that do lead to death, and those that do not.
好，那圣经里面找不到像那个什么律法全书第几章第几条至于死的罪都全部列出来，不是？我们要几节圣经的合在一起看。
So in response to what is mortal sin, we need to look at several verses to answer a question.
我们先来看启示录。
Let's look at Revelations.
21章。第八节。
Verse 8。请读。But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in a lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
这个地方讲第二次的死，这个就是在地狱硫磺火湖的刑罚。
The second death spoken about in this verse is referring to the eternal hellfire and the lake of fire in hell.
所以这个致死的罪，什么叫做致死呢？
So what is the mortal sin?
就是在硫磺火湖里面。
It is will be punished in the lake of fire.
那它里面讲犯奸淫、杀人的、行邪术的、拜偶像的。
Speaks here about murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters.
好，那我们现在就来看希伯来书。
Let's then also turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书的第十章。
Chapter 10.
第十章二十六节到三十一节。
Verse 26 to 31.For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. 27, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. 28, anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of 2 or 3 witnesses. 29, of how much worse punishment do you suppose will be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot?Counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing and insulted the spirit of grace.
好，到三十一节。
30, for we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God.
这里说，得知真道，故意犯罪。
Here it says that we will sin willfully after we have received knowledge of truth.
故意犯罪。
What does it mean to sin willfully?
第一个，我们接受真道的教导，所以我们很清楚知道这是对，这是错。
So we have received the truth of the gospel salvation. We know clearly what is right and what is wrong.
因为真理就是标准。
Because the truth is the standard we
uphold. 拜偶像、邪邪术，这是神所最痛恶的。
We clearly know idolatry and sorcery is something that is abominable in the eyes of God.
那什么是故意呢？
And what does it mean to sin willfully?
如果我们看第二十九节
，29，verse 29，
这个地方说第二句话哈，又亵渎施恩的圣灵。
It is to
29节第二句。
To insult the spirit of grace。
为什么
？Why？
因为圣灵跟真理是连在一起的。
Because the Holy Spirit and truth is one and the same。
我们得到真道，又得到圣灵。
If we receive this truth of gospel salvation, the Holy Spirit also.
那当我们要去犯这么严重的罪
，and then when we go to commit such a great sin,
圣灵一定会忧伤
，the Holy Spirit surely grieve within us.
圣灵一定会自责
，Holy Spirit will pierce our conscience.
但是我们不理他
，but we disregard him or suppress him.
我还是要去做
，we continue to willfully do it.
这个叫做亵慢施恩的圣灵
，this is called insulting the Spirit of grace.
那这叫把主耶稣赦罪的宝血。踏到地上
and this is to trample the precious blood of Jesus on the ground.
这就是致死的罪啊
and this is called mortal sin.
所以主耶稣虽然讲过说所有的罪都可以赦免，唯独亵渎圣灵不能赦免。
And so when Lord Jesus says all sins can be forgiven except for the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
什么是亵渎圣灵？
What does it mean to blaspheme the Holy Spirit?
当我们要犯很严重的罪，神的灵在感动我们，我们还是不依不理他，这个就是亵渎圣灵。
And when we are about to commit a very serious sin, and the Holy Spirit is trying to remind us, and we still disregard it, we suppress it, and that is willfully blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
所以犯罪啊，不是不小心的。
So committing sin is never an accident.
你杀人、犯奸，你这些罪都是有一段时间的。
To kill someone, murder someone, or to commit adultery with another person, this all requires time to cultivate.
这一段期间，圣灵一直在感动我们。
And during this whole entire time, the Holy Spirit has been grieving, reminding you.
还是不理他，还是去做。
Reminding us so that we will not do it. Over and over again.
我们对信徒的教导要完全跟圣经一样。
So what we teach the members of the church must be fully in accordance with the Bible.
但是对已经犯罪的信徒
But to those people who have already committed mortal sins,
我们一定要鼓励他悔改
We must encourage them to repent.
为什么
Why?
因为你一直犯下去死了跟有悔改的心将来的审判应该会不一样
Because if you willfully continue to sin to the end versus if you actually turn back and repent, the consequences will be different at judgment time.
那我们根据圣经这样是致死的罪。
So this is the explanation in the Bible according to the Bible on a mortal sin.
那如果一个人真正悔改，或许神会赦免他，也不一定，这在乎神。
If a person truly repents, would the Lord receive them or forgive them? It is up to God.
Yeah, 但是我们不能说没有致死的罪。
But we cannot deny the existence of mortal sins or sins that lead to death.
这个用很自由派的解释，这个责任没有人敢负。
If we interpret the Bible so liberally, no one dare to bear this responsibility.
如果我们把这个门限拿掉，让一个人自由去犯罪，谁敢负责？
So if we were to remove the standard of these boundaries from the church, then when people go sin willingly, nearly willingly, then who will take responsibility for such words?
所以教会不是学术机构。
So church is not a liberal institution for us to post our opinions.
要尊重我们的主人。
We must respect our master.
我们讲的要得到神的喜悦。
Everything we say must be pleasing to God.
这是最重要的原则。
And this is the most important principle.
好，那我们就还有没有其他的问题？
One of the verses that is used over and over again by other churches or also by disbelieving members who have left our church is 1 Corinthians 12:13. They use that verse to say and to prove at the moment of baptism you have received the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书十二章第几节？
十三节。
第三节。
十三节。
十三来第三。
Chapter 12, verse 13.
13, 啊，请你读。
For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit.
Oh, 都是从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，啊，隐于一个，啊，隐于一个灵。
And made to drink into one Spirit.
Yeah.这个会有什么问题？
他们用这个 verse， 有移民，他们都是用这个 verse。还有别的教会就是说，你受洗就是你，因为他们 drink to the spirit。
这个不能够直接来证明说受洗就有圣灵。
This verse should not be the basis for proving that once you're baptized, you already have the Holy Spirit。
因为不论哪一个种族的人。
Says whether Jews or Greeks.
就是因为有圣灵的工作嘛，哈，圣灵的感动啊，所以他受洗。
Because the Holy Spirit's movement, they are willing to be baptized.
所以成为一个身体。
So they have become one body.
好，那隐于一个圣灵，这是一个应许啊，圣灵是应许，这个没有错。
And all have been were made baptized by one Spirit. There's nothing wrong. It is through the Holy Spirit we're baptized.
Yeah. 这看不出来说。这个地方证明就洗礼就有圣灵，因为我们已经用很多的经节提到了，受洗不等于有圣灵，撒玛利亚是一个好的例子。好，那如果没有，我们最后就要一起来祷告。
So, if there's no other further questions, we can all pray together.
祷告之前，我们再回来唱171，然后我们一起来祷告。
And let's sing 171 before we conclude.
主耶稣基督，一主一心一心，一体一灵一父，我主那磅血水流，造世真皆幸福，最真者只要真。主迎接的福，蒙主怜召又歌过，靠神灵的一体，得救门前不差错，遵照圣经指示，同心颂赞。一血民享受灵粮无益，都是仰望今天真用的福乐全备，为谁在世间在天日与真身相亲，得救门徒千万万，带主共表同心，灭在灵宝真相爱，得主恩惠更深，人人生人为宗仆，努力传扬教会征战在世界，必受一番劳苦，谁在仇敌多抵挡，靠主公救退步，可除 前途当经过，这是教宗基督，暂时患难不阻论，始终凯旋天赋。
啊，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们最后一起来祷告20分钟。
Let's all kneel down and pray for 20 minutes.
感谢主，今天虽然一大早到一大晚，大家都能够坚持到底。
Thank God that even though we have a long day today, everyone can sustain to now.
求主耶稣继续带领我们明天的讲习会。
May the Lord guide us in tomorrow's service.
让我们的信心能够坚固。
So that our faith can be preserved and established.
能够活泼。
So that our hope can be lively.
努力往前来完成神给我们的托付。
Diligently strive forward to finish the journey God has given us.
如果我们需要，也可以到前面来。我们最后一起来祷告。
We welcome you to come forward to pray.
一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.